Welcome to our podcast. Here's Melissa,
Laura,
and Rob.
Welcome to this new episode of Cacao You Doing.
Cacao You Doing, everyone.
Hello.
So we are ready with our cup of cacao. And today I add golden milk, which is a mix of Indian spices. There's turmeric, ginger, black pepper. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try this new version. It will be more spicy than usual.
It smells delicious.
Yeah, and I love the
Yeah, and you can definitely, like, milk. It almost has that Indian feel to it with the smell. It's got that, like, warmth, you know, about it.
Interesting. Yeah. It's like unite the yoga between the Amazon and the actual yoga.
It's a synergy. It's a perfect synergy.
It's got a nice, deep, sweet, spicy kind of aroma. It's really nice.
Yeah.
I can't wait to take my sip.
Yeah.
So Rob will bless our cacao today.
I will bless the cacao today. Hopefully you have a cup of cacao. If you don't, pause, go order some, get it, prepare it, and then restart when you have it. And when you do, take that cacao, place it close to your heart, right under your nose so you can catch the aromas. Breathe it in. Enjoy the wonderful smell, the warmth. Today we would like to give thanks to the people who helped us with bringing the cacao to us today. The farmers, the cultivators, the processors, the people who shipped it, packaged it, got it to our doorstep for us to enjoy today. May it bring you peace. May it open your heart. May it make you have a beautiful and wonderful and happy day. Aho.
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 Clink, clink, drink.
Clink, clink, drink. Yeah.
That's the new Rob thing. Clink, clink,
no,
drink.
No, that's my, our buddy Mark.
Oh.
Yeah.
I really like the taste of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that some of the spices would overpower it, but it doesn't. It complements it so well. So, yum.
Yeah, it's delicious.
You can definitely see the turmeric in it. It's got that little yellow tinge to it, but you can't taste the turmeric necessarily. But it's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I think I taste it. I'm not really sure. It's a very complicated flavor.
Turmeric, yeah.
Yeah,
I know my cacao are getting more and more complex.
I mean, you know, you got the spiciness of the cayenne that kind of gets you there in the back of the throat.
Yes.
And
I think you might be tasting more of the cardamom.
Or the black pepper.
Or the black pepper.
Yeah. The black pepper also make it more spicy.
Could be that. I could definitely taste the stevia.
Yeah, turmeric doesn't have much of a flavor.
Yeah, it's... Like, that is like a concentration of all good herbs. It's the cacao already itself is a antioxidant. It's a heart protector. Has a lot of benefit. On top of that, we add all these beautiful spices that also have lots of benefit for our health. So it's really like a delicious supplement.
Supercharged.
Yeah, I can definitely taste the subtle hints of ginger, and it's more like a... candy ginger or ginger ale as opposed to, like, you know, a ginger dressing or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, I just got a note of that.
Myself.
It
was hot.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah.
It's a podcast rule. If you spill cacao on yourself, you have to lick it.
It's the first time. That's a new rule then.
But yeah.
Yeah. So, Melissa, what are we talking about today? What's our episode about?
So we're going to talk about... Yeah, right? Resistance.
Ooh, I'll be good at this. I resist all kinds of things.
Do you?
Yeah.
So how's resistance for you?
You want to give the example?
Well, sure, I can. Yeah, I give lots of examples. you know, driving with somebody in the left lane and slow in front of me, I resist that a lot. But, you know, years ago, before really starting to do a lot of this work, I confused resistance with strength and firmness and standing up and, you know, It's not that. You know, resistance in the Buddhist philosophy is the cause of suffering. Well, not the, but it's certainly one. Either not wanting what you have or wanting what you don't have. Those are both forms of resisting what the present moment is. Mm-hmm. And I suffered from some resistance yesterday. You know, we were supposed to leave where we were at sometime around noon, 1 o'clock. Well, we talked about it, and that's what I wanted. And I wanted to leave. I wanted to get back to the house, so I wanted to watch some football with my son, and it just wasn't happening. And I was resisting that big time.
Oh.
And
That makes sense. I didn't realize that was, because you didn't communicate that. So I didn't realize that was a goal or a desire or something that you really wanted.
Well, the goal or desire was to leave by noon, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that behind that there was like that emotional tie to it.
Sure.
Like that you really wanted to connect with Jackson in a way through watching football.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I resisted, and I suffered for it. And I tried to make other people around me suffer,
too.
Yeah,
it worked. I suffered, too.
But I mostly tried to isolate myself because I just didn't want to spread the suffering, because there was plenty to go around.
There was plenty to go around.
Yeah, there was. Now, what kind of sucked is the people I was with, they know the process, and they see what's going on, and, you know, it's kind of funny to them. And then as things got delayed a little bit longer and, you know, things weren't going my way, you know, there was some amusement, shall we say?
I don't think so. I think No,
I certainly wasn't. Yeah. But anyways, and that just irritated me even more.
So
I had to remove myself from the situation and go get myself readjusted and stop the damn resisting, because the resisting was just making everything terrible.
Mm-hmm. So, but like, because I almost would not call it resistance, or at least the way I define resistance. Mm-hmm. I feel resistance more as like a block of making you do something, explore, instead of, well, I can see maybe you're saying like resistant to surrender to the present moment.
Correct.
Yes. That was my example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how I understood it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, and often we have the resistance into doing something new, explore something new, getting out of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we see, I would probably maybe more often, or maybe this is me, than what your example, but also your example is 100% valid. Like, I resist to surrender to the present moment. I think it's something that probably less people think about it, that I'm resisting to surrender to the present moment. It's kind of like, if you already have been doing lots of work and meditation, so you know that the power of the present moment. Many people resist to something new, what's to come, the future, getting out of their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And we noticed that also. It's very clear during retreats or ceremony, because it's really like my medicine really push you out of your comfort zone for sure. But what it makes me always interest is seeing the people that there is something inside them that pushed them to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So they had that push, and then they had that pull back with the resistance.
Yeah,
and it's all okay also, because like the better way to, or a great way to learn, is just like I always say in yoga, they tell you to find that sweet spot where, so when you're stretching or anything you're doing, you're challenging you a little, but it's not too much that you hurt yourself. So I can see how you can play with the resistance a little bit, like the pushing a little bit, and okay, you see the resistance, but find the sweet spot. But what I think it's important is, make people aware of that. I think that the thing is many people are just not aware of the resistance being there. And if they just bring the awareness, they say, oh, okay, I see I have some resistance here. Let me find my sweet spot so I can keep growing again. I can get what I came here for.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when it comes to resistance, well, you know, when it comes to resistance with anything, whether it's the, you know, resisting the present moment or resisting pain, resisting suffering, I think really what it comes down to is, you know, connecting with yourself and understanding where the resistance stems from. Because there's, you know, you can't release the resistance or unless you acknowledge that it exists first, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're at least present enough that, or aware enough, I should say, that you can recognize the resistance, then releasing the resistance is much easier, right? Or at least accepting that present moment or accepting what the challenge is or what the change is or whatever it is that you're being confronted with. I think it's much easier. I mean, it's still a process, though, but, you know, awareness, I think, is key.
Very much so.
So let me ask you this. So for yesterday, when you were resisting, and you knew it, like you were very aware of it and knew that you had to, you had a choice, right? You could sit in it or you can move through it. So what was your process? Like, how did you find yourself going through that moment?
So there's two answers to that question. One's the quick, snappy one, and the other one's a deeper one. I did amble, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the quick, you know...
I did, too.
Yeah. But, you know, what that does for me, and that's a tool that I use in order to ground myself, and it really helps me get to the present moment and and move through that resistance. So I tried to push past it, and I try to use my rational mind to talk myself through, okay, you're just resisting, it's just making you unhappy, it's, you know, you're not going to leave at noon, it's going to be later, you just get over it. And, you know, I was repeating all the stuff you said to me that irritated me, and I wasn't necessarily irritating myself, but it wasn't helping. So finally, I was like, all right, man, I need to do something to kind of shift my mood, shift my energy, and, you know, get out of, you know, the circular spiral of, you know, wanting and not getting. And Amble helped me do that. Mm-hmm. So I took some time, relaxed, and did some amble. It did the trick, and, you know, I came out the other side well adjusted and fine and happy and ready to continue with all the things that we were doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, I like to say the resistance. It's whenever you feel resistance, it is interesting to go and explore. In your case, I think you were already exploring and know what it was, but in general, if you feel resistance towards anything, you feel that kind of, like, I don't know how you feel, but like when I feel resistance, it's almost like something holding you. It's like you cannot move forward, or, right, that's the pull that's holding you. And so it's important to stop and breathe and explore that emotion. It's something also, it's not because we see as sort of negative, as limiting us, that it's not worth exploring. It actually is worth exploring. Mm-hmm. Like all the other emotions or the other signs our body give us, so that we can go deeper and see what's behind and discover something that we couldn't even fathom.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I think that's really important because it really is about, and something I try and do when I find myself resisting something is really try and dive in and explore it and say, okay, where is this resistance coming from? I mean, it's pretty, typically it's pretty obvious what you're resisting,
yes.
Right? But there's usually something deeper that goes underneath that. And it's like, okay, so that's where the exploration, I think, is really key, is finding out, okay. It's like for me, for example, I had a journey, like I think it was back in November or October, where she had me sitting in my resistance, and I didn't understand it at first, but finally when I actually understood what she was trying to make me see, is that, you know, I had a lot of resistance to something that was going on in my life. And I was like, oh, I hadn't even, technically, I knew I was resisting. I knew I had that emotion to what was happening in my life, but I didn't explore it. Mm-hmm. And so when I sat in that ceremony and I got to explore it, like I actually got to feel every facet of it, she actually had me feeling it. And then I got to explore it afterwards through my integration. And it was really my wants and my needs weren't being met. And so my desire for that, the change that was going on that I was resisting, I was really like, really, it was causing all this emotional turmoil, right? And so it was through that exploration that I really was able to then release my resistance, release all these, that sort of pent up emotion that I had. So I think it's really, really important to do that exploration, because otherwise you don't really release the resistance. You might let go of it a little bit, sort of like a rubber band, right? Mm-hmm. When you have like, if you stretch it out really far, you've got a lot of resistance going on, and you can ease up the resistance. So maybe life is still, the resistance is still there, but maybe you're able to at least manage through it. But when you're able to let go of the rubber band altogether, let it completely collapse, that's when you can actually completely surrender and release, you know, that resistance altogether, mm-hmm. right? So it's that exploration, I think, that helps with that that tug and pull, you know, that mm-hmm. we do.
And exploration also helps us, as I said, to understand what was behind it. You said certain needs mm-hmm. that were met. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes we may think, because we resist a certain thing, we may give for granted that that's the thing we resist, and create our own interpretation instead of really go deep into the resistance. Okay, what's behind?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so how can you do that? So one technique that you can use with all other kind of emotion, it's really just close your eyes, sit in that resistance. Mm-hmm. Just with your breath. Do not force or add any interpretation. Mm-hmm. Just continue feeling it. Maybe you can ask, when did this start? What's the root? Mm-hmm. You can ask what's behind. Mm-hmm. What do you need? Ask this question and just allow the answer to come naturally. Mm-hmm. That's the way you know it's not your mind interpreting and try to find the answer.
Yeah.
But it actually just emerge. And the more you practice this, the more you feel how it's emerging from that part and not from your mind mm-hmm. trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Just allow that. And sometimes maybe the answer will be like by feeling something else, and that's the answer as well. It doesn't have to be like a spoken answer. Mm-hmm. And just continue with that and sit with that, with the breath.
Right.
That's so beautiful. And, you know, there are a number of different types of resistance that you have in your life that are kind of easy to spot, like my example from yesterday, or, you know, what you said, Laura, for your resistance to change. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the awareness of those things, now that you're aware that those things impact your mood, and then you can sit with that and, you know, do exactly as Melissa said, you know, that sets you down on a path. But there are some other forms of resistance that are not as easy to identify. And one for me in my life, is my resistance to vulnerability. Mm. You know, I grew up in an environment where I was around people that were kind of judgmental. Mm-hmm. You know, I was also a competitive gymnast, and the, you know, that literally you sit in front of a panel of judges trying to be perfect. So that old judginess has been a big part of my life. Mm. And, you know, I was closed off to being vulnerable. And that provides you with lots of resistance. You know, I experienced that this weekend as well when we were doing the soul-gazing exercise. Right. You know, we needed someone else to step in because there was an odd number of people, and I was volunteered for that, and I resisted. Not because I didn't want to do the, you know, the event, but I was just resistant to that vulnerability. Mm-hmm. You know, and so the only point in bringing that up is that, you know, there are certain other situations where you may display some resistance that's kind of deeply baked into who you are in your past. And mm-hmm. that might take a little bit more digging than just trying to feel into an emotion of some change that happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and typically there are layers to it, right?
Yes.
And so it's a matter of...
I don't know. I haven't got down to many layers. How many do you want me to...
I could take you down some layers. The first layer, like...
I thought I dealt with... I thought there was one layer.
No. Talking about vulnerability.
Yeah. You know, like, then that's a deeper one for sure. Like, just do something simple, like, you know, not leaving on time, right? You know, the first layer is, oh, I'm not leaving on time. I'm angry, right? The second layer is, oh... what is it that I'm missing? You know, what is it that you are looking at that you feel like you're not getting to do? In which case you just mentioned the watching football with Jackson. But then there's a layer underneath that, right? And so you can peel back that layer and the layer of the connection that you wanted with our son, or potentially you were needing to relax. So like whatever need that was being met by that action of watching football. Mm-hmm. And it could be just you wanted to decompress, you wanted to connect, you wanted to, do one of your favorite things, which is watch football. So there's that deeper layer underneath that of a need that's not being met. And then maybe even underneath there, there's another layer of, okay, well, you know, you haven't had that need met previously in your life. So, you know, now you are taking certain activities.
Like my daddy didn't watch enough football with me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that's the case, but I'm just saying as an example, yeah, like maybe there's something, a layer underneath that, mm-hmm. even more so, of where, you know, you're now substituting that activity to replace to replace that need.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And my parents are divorced, and my father didn't have a big presence in my life, so he didn't watch enough football with me.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Sure. And you know, and so then underneath that is the need to is so you've got this layer system, right? And so maybe even underneath that you've got this a layer of where you have this need to provide that same thing for our son. Mm-hmm.
And that that's like a layer cake sandwich of crap that I...
No, and that need, that becomes also value. It's also behind the need. Mm-hmm. It's the value to be a good parent.
Exactly. So there's so many... So, you know, that's that exploration that I'm talking... That, you know, mm-hmm. Melissa and I are talking about is that you got to explore it, but you have to go pretty deep. You can't go down to the first layer because that only takes that rubber band and releases the tension, the resistance, just a little. Because, okay, now I understand I didn't get my need met that we left on time. Okay, now I understand the next layer. Okay, now the rubber band gets closer and closer and the resistance less and less. But as you uncover all these layers and start to understand your emotions and your reactions and... Mm-hmm. And where it's stemming from, and your needs.
Mm-hmm. Your values, so you can live in alignment. And now that mm-hmm. you realize what is the need and value behind, you're like, okay, well, today we cannot leave early, but how can I meet this value, this need anyway, to be a good father?
Right.
And so you can find another way that is not watching football because it's not going to happen, but you still meet that.
And right. Mm-hmm. Being peace right. with that. And I know, like, for example, like yesterday, I know you called him. Right.
Yeah.
And you had a conversation with him and all that to connect. And I mean, and maybe that's not a conscious thing that you did in order to meet that need, But you actually did it to meet that need.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's just an example, I think, of how to move through this process of resistance mm-hmm. and exploration to yes. really fully then release and to, you know, to surrender to that moment mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. be fully present in the present moment in a peaceful way.
Yeah. And this is always a process to discover more our needs, mm-hmm. to meet our need, discover our values, mm-hmm. purpose that we talked already. So just, and slowly align everything, align with our higher self, with our purpose, with the value. So we can live a life that is more and more in alignment, that which means it's more fulfilled for mm-hmm. us, more mm-hmm. and more happy and fulfilled mm-hmm. and when it's more in alignment, and we're also living integrity, which also bring more fulfillment mm-hmm. so that's with all this little element we talked about before, but purpose, so we talked today about resistance, value, needs mm-hmm. all these pieces are there so that we can do this work to be in alignment, to be in alignment with our higher self, higher values, higher purpose,
right?
And be fulfilled and happy mm-hmm. and have fun and joy.
Well, that's the most important thing. I mean, there's all these different layers you can look at, and deep diving and soul searching and trying to figure this and that. For me, the end goal is just to be happy and peaceful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and when you have that internal turmoil, I mean, I'm not happy. I'm not peaceful. Mm-mm. And that's not what I want.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm not gonna be able to, you know, sit around and watch football with my son, it's okay. I can at least sit around and be happy and peaceful. Mm-hmm. And
right.
that was a blockage for me. So, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know what everyone else's end goal is, you know, alignment, fulfillment. You know, I mean, there's mm-hmm. a lot of different things that you can get out of these, you know, deep dives into yourself. But for me, it's going to be one of a couple of things, and being at peace is one of the most important. The other one's having fun.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I don't have any resistance to fun.
No.
Yeah. And so anyway, resistance, when you feel the resistance, it's a good sign. Mm-hmm. Again, like all this emotion, like sign in your body. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. a good sign. It's like,
it's good,
okay,
because
what is there to explore? What's emerging? What's new? What mm-hmm. is pushing me away out of my comfort zone? What new is coming? And that's why I feel this mm-hmm. resistance, because I need to crack open from my shell somehow. So what is there? So it's good news. It's your soul is calling,
right? You know, and I know in the present, in the moment when you're experiencing the resistance, it's very difficult to find that sort of excitement and joy, if you will, in yay, I'm having resistance. Let's do this.
I'm so miserable
this
and angry.
Exciting.
This is awesome.
Right?
This is an opportunity to really go deep.
Well,
right?
Imagine if you tell that to yourself.
But at
I might
the same
punch
time.
Myself if I told myself that. in the middle of my fit of bitchiness.
Yeah. But you know, in that process, if you can like reflect back and be like, you know, oh, this is really a great opportunity for me to grow and heal, you know, and it's just, you know, take it as like, you know, thank you for the challenge, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you for the challenge, life.
Mm-hmm. I can also thank the resistance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
have gratitude for the resistance.
The resistance!
In psychosynthesis also, we said that a little bit of resistance is good mm-hmm. because imagine a street. If it was smooth, the car could not move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that little bit, that can help you to actually have a step forward.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because as we said, it's a sign. It's like, oh, there's something there. There's something that's pointing me to a direction or something to explore. So there is some opportunity to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when it becomes too much also when Laura was saying like this, the elastic is too
like too taut. Yeah.
Then it's too much. Then you cannot move forward. Or
you
anything.
Can't do anything. You're stuck almost.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Another good example is resistance training. Like if you go to the gym,
yeah,
you know, resistance training is great for you, but if there's too much resistance, you really don't get as much out of it. But if there's just the right amount or even a little less than a little more, you get a ton of benefit. You build a lot of strength from
yes
you know resistance. So tap into that, harness it, and use it. Deep dive into your misery and be happy.
I like that analogy. It's true. Yeah. If there's not a little bit of resistance, you cannot grow any muscles.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a cacao update.
What's that?
You finished?
Well, no. I'm still, you know.
I'm almost. This is so good.
But my cup's kind of big. But, with this cacao, usually there's some oils in it. Yeah. And it kind of floats to the top and it, coats your mouth. So, you wipe your mouth as you drink the cacao. And usually it's this beautiful brown cacao. And I've been all confused today because it's really yellow.
It's the turmeric.
It's the turmeric. Yeah. And I'm like, man, why am I wiping yellow? And I look over and I'm like, Melissa's got it. It's like she wiped pea soup on her. I'm like, what are you drinking over there?
Pea soup's more green.
Yeah, if you're going to put turmeric in there, you're going to have some yellow lips maybe.
Yeah. No, it's good.
I know.
But don't resist it. It's delicious.
Don't resist the yellow.
Yeah.
All right. So to sum up.
If you could only see the look.
She's looking at me, but she didn't finish her sentence. To sum up, ..
To sum up, Rob.
Rob, what would you say is your takeaway here? What would be your biggest tip to give people in terms of working with resistance?
Just to be aware of it. Mm-hmm. That's the key right there. That's the first step. Once you unlock that first door, then you already know what's behind it. And whenever it comes up in your life, you're going to be familiar with it. You're going to know it. You're going to understand it. And right away, you might not have the necessary, coping strategies or mechanisms or, practices in place that can help you effortlessly manage through it, but you're going to develop those. It's not like something you have to sit down with a piece of paper and work out. This happens, excuse me, this happens all day long. There's all kinds of things that come at you that you resist. Mm-hmm. And if you kind of look at the world through that window, there's all kinds of opportunities to be miserable. There really is. There's all kinds of suffering. If you see the world in that way, and a lot of people are completely ignorant and just don't understand that that's the way that they're living their lives. And it's not a trait on them. It's just, the term ignorance is more of the clinical definition of, not really knowing.
Yeah.
Not being a dumbass or anything
not
like that.
Yeah, so
that's right. The awareness is the key. Once you're aware, then you can really get a little bit deeper. And hopefully the end result is you're a happier person. And for me, that's all I really care about these days. Mm-hmm. I just want to be happy.
I'm going to remind you the next time you're resisting something about that.
That will not make me happy.
I know.
Yeah, so maybe wait until after I'm done resisting. Because then I'm going to resist all over you, and then you're not going to be happy either.
Right. And so that brings me to my tip, which is meet people where they're at. So if you see someone in that stage of resistance, you can obviously help them to be aware of that. But in terms of, if they're not accepting of that, of your assistance or help or guidance or anything, sometimes it's better just to allow them to work through it at their own pace and then approach them when they are in a space where you can, have a good conversation with them about it.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to sum up what we said, like resistance, like other emotion, is an important sign that there's something more to explore, and we don't give for granted thinking that we resist that thing and that's the reason. Mm-hmm. So do not put on top of the resistance your own interpretation, but just sit with that, which means just breathe through that and maybe ask questions where it comes from, so on, open questions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I forgot to mention, this kind of resistance also shows up often in our plant medicine ceremonies, right? Where we're trying to be shown something or by Mother Ayahuasca or whatever plant we're working with.
Yeah.
And we find ourselves resisting that moment, and it's creating a lot of discomfort in us. So, you know, surrendering to that present moment, surrendering to what she's trying to show us to move through it. I mean, that process is very important that she takes us through sometimes. Mm-hmm. And the recognition of that and learning how to do that in ceremony is really key, but also taking it out of ceremony and then doing it in our everyday life. Mm-hmm. Like taking that ability to, okay, I know how to surrender to this moment. I know how to surrender to what isn't what I, like, I obviously want something else to be happening and what's not happening and all that. So surrendering and then recognizing the resistance and then surrendering to it, you can learn that not only in the ceremonies, but also in our daily lives.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, I will also say vice versa. Like if you're used mm-hmm. to doing your day life, when it happens in ceremony, you're
it's
already
much easier.
Like more aware of that mm-hmm. process, and so mm-hmm. that becomes more and more of a collaboration between you and the plant medicine that is working with you.
Exactly. Yeah.
And again, to me, again, that is the breath. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, when you feel the resistance, you're like, "Oh, okay, just come back to my breath. Mm-hmm. Allow this to happen. Mm-hmm. Just come back to my breath." And as we said, like the importance is awareness. Okay, I'm aware now. I'm resisting, and also compassion to yourself. It's like, okay, this is, I can't let go of this resistance just this much and not this more, and that's okay. But I'm aware, and that's always the first step.
Yeah,
awareness always the first step.
Exactly. Yeah.
I wanted to take a brief moment to shout out to our new friends we met this weekend out at the Mandala House. Hello, everybody. Hopefully you're listening.
Yep.
I wanted to say a special thank you to Michelle for the beautiful gift.
Yes.
So thrilled. And also
she gave
wanted
us those
to,
beautiful bracelets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to thank Jennifer for such a beautiful soul-gazing workshop that we did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the prime example of someone who's not showing any resistance, you know. Such a beautiful and wonderful soul. So I just wanted to say hi and shout out to everybody.
Yeah, really everyone, mm-hmm. everyone. Great work, everyone. Beautiful souls. And mm-hmm. thank you to Wendy, to hosting us at the Mandala House. It was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
All right, so has someone finished their cacao?
Pretty much done. Yeah.
We're done.
Finished. I'm not.
This is...
Nanny, 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 boo-boo, I got more.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yes.
And
we will see you next week. Cacao you later.
Cacao you later.
Clink, clink, drink. Cacao you later.